Okay, the next presentation will be mid-season applications of nitrogen and cotton using crop sensors. Presenter will be Dennis Burns. Okay. Use this for
time is okay. All right. What I'm going to talk about today is mid-season applications of nitrogen using crop sensors in cotton. And I'm an extension ag agent in Tensaw Parish in northeast Louisiana, and I'm also a precision ag agent for the Ag Center. And in cooperation with another precision ag agent and county agent up in the northeast, we have use of a high clearance sprayer that we've set up with variable rate controls, variable rate nozzles, and we've also put four green seekers on there to collect NDVI. And we've done this for some researchers in the field, and we've played a little bit around with defoliation, working with it. But we really got interested in 2011 thinking about doing mid-season nitrogen, because nitrogen applications and management for our producers is a major thing for them in their cotton crop and in their corn. And so in fall of 2011, we met with Dr. Brenda Tavagna, who is a soil scientist with the LSU Ag Center, and she was just starting a project to do this, to take the work she was doing on station with NDVI and developing an algorithm and moving that into on-farm situations. And so we just kind of started cooperating with her, and we came back to Tensaw Parish, where I am, and we set up three locations for 2 years, 2012, 2013. Now, let me say, we also did this in corn, because corn has become a major crop for us in the Northeast, and so we just repeated it in corn up in Madison Parish. And the soil types range from a silt loam to a silty clay loam to a sharky clay. A lot of times it was in the same field. It varied. All these fields are pretty variable generally. And she had three treatments. First was just the farmer standard nitrogen, just side dress, normally like what he does. We're just going to compare to that. The second one was when he did his initial side dress rate, we wanted him to put a half rate out. And as extension agents, we try to work with growers to use their equipment. So we set it up where two of them had variable rate equipment already. It's just another way for them to use their equipment, get more experience with it. But we set it up like they put out a half rate on treatment two and treatment three, just as their normal part of it as they were doing the other. And then on treatment two, the crop sensors, the green seekers, would determine and control the amount of nitrogen that was put on the crop at early bloom. And on treatment three, it was the same as treatment two, except for we were supposed to go in, and if there was any places in the field, set up a prescription that we could add more to see if we could push the yield a little bit more on it. One thing that was emphasized by Dr. Tavagna was that we had to go in and calibrate this algorithm and these green seekers to the field and what the field conditions were. And at that point, we set up this calibration ramp with nitrogen-rich strips. And part of our algorithm looks at, one of the things is the maximum NDVI for that field. And so we scattered out we put out 150 and 100 units on different places in the field, because you don't always, the maximum amount of nitrogen put out there doesn't necessarily get you the maximum NDVI reading. And that was part of it. The second part of it is the average from the treatment two, where it gets the half rate. And that's the two things she has to put in. We have in our sprayer, we have a Trimble FMX, and it runs the green seekers and all the sprayers. And this is the algorithm we loaded in. Her algorithm gives us a range of NDVI rates within a corresponding nitrogen rate. And that's what we put in. You can kind of see the curve where it just kind of goes up, follows it as we go. And this is, as extension agents, we're asked by our producers, you know, we want to do this, we'll cooperate with you, but how is this going to help me in my farm? When you get through, how am I going to take this and incorporate it into my farm? What can I do with it? You know, how am I going to use it? And so that's kind of where we set it up was, first of all, her original protocol called for it to be side dressed at mid-season. Well, you can see where we were playing with it, and it just wasn't going to work. We just tore up the cotton, and it just wasn't going to work. So we came back to our high clearance sprayer and dribbled it on the ground. And that's where we told her that this is the way that our producers are going to have to do it. They've all got high clearance sprayers. They've got a lot of acres. They've got to cover them in a hurry, and we'll have to do it like this, using variable rate nozzles. We'd already done it in the corn, kind of worked out a few of the kinks with it, and we'd figured out how to do it. But that's, you know, that was how they were going to have to do it. And it's all got to be done on the go. You can't take the NDVI, then come back, write a prescription, and put it out. It's all got to be on the go. As a one pass through the field. This is one of the fields we did in 2013 where we put out the treatments, the variable rate treatments or the multicolored ones. You can see those. You can see those over there where the different colors and the different rates that went out. And it actually follows the soil zones pretty good. The red on this end is something that happens when you work on a farm. We didn't get there in time for the man to get started, and his tractor driver got there and started putting out fertilizer. So all of the first treatment ended up on one side, which was all right. It's just what happens on the farm. These are two maps from 2012 and 2013 where we put out additional nitrogen rates. We put it on all three locations in 2012, and you can see how we wrote a prescription and put it on the in down here. In the shark clay, we put some additional nitrogen. All three locations in 2012, we actually lost yield by putting an additional out. We put this one out in 2013, and we just kind of did it. We didn't want to put any of them out because this field had so much variability. We did put it out, and we got some response from it for this year. I think it was more due to weather than anything else. Yield results. These are the yield results we had from 2012. One of the treatments we had to drop because we had some application issues, but we were very encouraged. I mean, we're getting, in one place, we only put out 88 pounds of nitrogen. We were 42 pounds less than the other, and we got 24 pounds less length. You know, so we were getting close. We were very encouraged with it. The other place, we put out 26 pounds less, and we were almost the same. We got 6 pounds less length. I mean, we were feeling very good about what we were doing. The corn trials that we were doing also mirrored this. We were just feel like we were on track to go from on forward. In 2013, we had all three locations. We only put the additional nitrogen out on one of the locations. The others had just the standard and then the half plus the green seeker control. And you can see now this first one up here. This was the only field we had in the 2 years that was not irrigated, and it was 100% clay. It was a sharky clay from one end to the other. It didn't change. It didn't vary. The field was a good, strong field. You can see from the yield. I mean, of course, this year in Tensaw, we just made cotton. It just turned out. Everything turned out well on the cotton. But you can see, though, there was no variation, and the farmer's standard pretty much covered everything, and the green seekers backed that up. They did put out pretty much the same thing. We were 5 pounds less. We made 17 pounds less. And some of that we think may have been to application error, the way we put it out with the dribble. And I'll explain that in just a minute. On the other place, one of the other places, we put out 12 pounds less, and we got a 30-pound yield increase. This was the field I showed a while ago that had so much variability in it. And that's one thing we're seeing. The greater the variability, the better it seems to work, the better it's able to predict these things. And we got, with adding to it, we got 69 pounds more, adding some more in certain areas. And we think that's because this field had a lot of sand in it and we had some leaching in it. We think we just had more out there that was available to replace some that was leached out. For the third spot, the farmer actually only put out 75 pounds. That's all he wanted to put out on this field. He was considering some residual nitrogen out there. That's all he wanted to put out. We put it out, we put 147. I mean, it had some really clay areas in the field. The cotton showed it, and we put 72 pounds more nitrogen out there, but we got a quarter of a bale more yield. And you could see it. I mean, we made a tremendous crop in sight, size, height, and bowls that were out there. This was one thing I put this in here. This shows the NDVI readings, and we're talking about mid-season early bloom applications. You can see in 2012 and 2013, they're all pretty close. Everything is staying pretty close. We're getting it there at the right time that it's not, the cotton's not, doesn't seem to be running out of steam when it gets to that point at early bloom where it needs to start taking up more nitrogen. We've seen that in the corn where we have run out of steam, where we were late, delayed because of weather or whatever and couldn't get there right at V8, and we saw some of that. But on the cotton, we seem to be timing it very well and using our nitrogen efficiently. In summary, The crop sensors can accurately predict your nitrogen needs for a crop in mid-season. They work. The on-the-grow stuff works. It goes through the field. It's one pass. It gets it done. And the farmers that we're working with seem to be very impressed and very pleased with it. You have to have accurate calibration. You have to get those rates and those NDVI readings for the algorithm to work right. You have to have those in there and get them done right. You can't play with that too much. One thing we have noticed, the greater the field variability, the better the crop sensors predicted. Like I say, with the clay, it was all pretty much from one end to the other. I mean, the green seekers worked, but they didn't vary a lot. They were just pretty much flat. With the greater variability, we jumped up and down all over the map in a wide range according to what the crop needed. As far as the growers goes, the accurate placement of the mid-season application is critical. And that's one thing we're dealing with the corn and the cotton. Corn is pretty easy. You can drop down, and we've done a lot of duct tape and drop tubes and things to get over and try and get it as close to the corn as we can. It's pretty easy in corn because it doesn't have a lot of leaf area to hold you out. With cotton, it does. It's spread out. Like I said, this cotton is tall, and we're trying to get up under it. And we think we've had a little issues with that on some of it. But we've got some new parts coming this year we think is going to get us up under it and be able to get it closer within 2 to 3 inches and be consistent with it. It gives a grower ability to respond to the growing season. We hear our growers all the time flying on more nitrogen at certain times during the year because it's rained a lot. They think they've lost some, or it's dry and it's throwing out, you know, there's putting on more nitrogen. This gives a grower the ability to respond to it. And the last thing is nitrogen stewardship with environmental. Everybody knows the four R's. Well, we figure that we cover three of them, the right amount, the right place, and the right time. And it's the way it goes out. And it works really well. And these are some people we want to acknowledge to help support us with our program. Thank you.
Okay, we have plenty of time for questions.
All right. Yes?
I enjoyed the presentation. I'm wondering, since you have a little time, if you could go back to one of your slides and you showed the prescriptions from your presentation and perhaps explain to us the strategy that you use to determine how much N to put on based on the NDVI.
On the NDVI on the prescription or where we added additional, or just the NDVI?
Well, how do you determine based on NDVI how much nitrogen should be applied?
This one right here was we put out the ramp where we had just nitrogen rip sections through the field, and we spread them out through the field to cover different soil zones that we knew were in the field, searching for that maximum NDVI reading. And that's part of what Brenda uses in her algorithm. That's one of the factors she uses to determine these nitrogen rates. The other one is just the half rate. And that's just where he had put out a half rate, and we just make a pass or a round through that, down through that, and get the average from it. And then she puts those in to her algorithm. These two numbers right up here, T2 and the NRS, those numbers go in, and it runs, and she spits out these NDVI ranges from, like say, from 0.25, anything below 0.25 got zero. From 0.25 to 0.3 got 5.2 gallons, which is approximately 15 pounds of nitrogen. And then it goes up from there, and it'll go up, and it'll come back down on the other side.
It appears that perhaps what you're trying to do is you're using NDVI, high number of NDVI, as a positive indicator of yield potential.
Yes. Yes, we're pushing that. Trying to push the higher the NDVI, the better the plant health and the greater potential for yield. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. All right.
Other questions?
Okay.
Thank you. Great. Thank you.